Sisters Virtual Summit with appearances by Mary J. Blige, Babyface, Steve Harvey, and your favorite on-air personalities. December 3rd through the 5th, join us for a celebration of women of color from around the world. Tickets on sale now at WBLS.com.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, we have two icons with us today, Styles P and Havoc, and they have a project called Wreckage Manor. It's out right now. Go get it right now.
Yup.
10 records. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. Amazing. And Havoc, I want to start with you, because how did this come together? Was this Styles reached out to you? Y'all just saw each other at over there at what's your favorite restaurant? Planta Queen having some vegan.
Oh, you know I'll be in Planta Queen. That's my spot. That's one of them. Shout out to Planta Queen. Shout out to Season Vegan too. Let's not forget Black Owned.
Black owned.
You know what I mean?
What happened, Hav?
Yo, you know what? One day I just woke up. I swear to God, I was like, yo, who? Because you know. Since the death of my friend, my longtime friend,
R.I.P. the Prodigy,
I was like, I haven't done anything in like 4 years. Mm. And I said, what can I do? And I said, let me go through the Rolodex of the MCs in my mind that I love. And Styles P came up. I said, let me hit P. Hit P. He was like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do a project. And that's how it was born. I sent him a track, and he sent it right back.
I was about to say,
like
I know how speed gets down. You said the text. The song was already in your inbox by the time the text left.
Yo, he sent it back busy. In 30 minutes.
Yeah.
In 30 minutes, he sent it back. I was like, holy shit. I was like, okay, this is real.
This is what I like right here.
Right. This is what we could do. So I just kept crazy. On sending
beat
tracks.
Was insane.
Now, and of the 10, we got Nightmares to Dreams.
That's the single.
That's the what we've been playing.
Yeah.
Which one was the one that was sent?
Havoc and the Ghost.
Straightforward. Like track 5 or something in the middle of the album.
I have
album.
No idea which one it is as of this moment.
But I want to play that. We're going to play. I want to play that. I want to play Nightmares to Dreams.
Yeah. Did you do all of them, Hav? The whole thing?
All of them.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And you haven't done... No productions, nothing.
I haven't done anything since the passing of my, my rap partner in Mobb Deep. And I just think it's ironic that the next thing that I did was with somebody named Pete.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's just ironic.
Talking into because...
He's in two.
I'm not catching.
Maybe he's just too far back. Lean closer, Hav.
Sorry.
Yeah, is that better?
Have but
so you said you hadn't made any beats since P died,
right? I haven't done any music since Prodigy's passing and nothing like that, and not for any special reason, but I think that it's ironic that the next project that I did do was with somebody named P.
Well, it's like, also poetic, and beautiful, I think, too. You know what I'm saying? I think I think there is a reason probably why you didn't, because you was healing. You know, that was your brother. And I think taking time to mourn and heal and not try to because I'm sure, P, you talk a lot about healing and mental health and just...
For sure.
You've dealt with some things in the forefront of life.
Yeah.
So when you hear him say that, I'm sure you're like, nah, it was good that you took time.
For sure, definitely. I mean, it was good he took time, but me as a selfish artist and a prick, you want to hear from Havoc.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's a phenomenal lyricist, a phenomenal producer. He's one of the first ambidextrous people. I call it ambidextrous when you can do both. And when you think about it, he's kind of like the father of that breed. Mm. Like, that was a next generation thing to do. And he did it in the golden era, in the heart of the gold. I don't think that really sinks in people's head. Because when you think of...
Producing and rapping.
Of Kanye, J. Cole... And things of that nature, producing and rapping has become a phenomenal thing, which you have to be very talented to do both and at a high level. I mean, there's people who do both, but both ain't at a high level. Like, to be able to do that at a high level, I think that's something we don't give this man enough credit for. He's the kind of the godfather of that.
Well, he did it on a commercial, like on a level where you're commercially viable. Because you got to show Pete Rock, Diamond D, Lord Finesse.
Yeah.
Cats did it.
Yeah.
But you were in a sort of a different space because you're rhyming on records that are on the radio and producing records like that.
Well,
too.
Diamond rhymed a little more than Pete, so I'm going to say that. But that was more of a, he was rhyming with Prodigy. And not by himself.
You're next to Prodigy.
He's rhyming next to Prodigy and making the beat for Prodigy. And for like that, and for, I believe just, like I said, Pete and Diamond, those are like my uncles, my big bros. I think they birthed the golden era too. They made it possible for what we did in the golden era because they was the babies in the era that came before the golden era. They were kind of the babies of being around Rakim, KRS, Kool G, and so on.
And by the way,
so,
shout out to Showbiz, too, who did a little rhyming, too. He doesn't show off about it much, but Showbiz definitely had a dope voice to rhyme,
I mean,
too.
But Hav did a whole album.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
But on that Hav, you know, since we're obviously giving you flowers, and rightfully so, even before, like, I know you well enough to know that you don't really like being in the forefront. You don't, and I always wanted to ask you, was that something you knew before that you wanted to kind of be, I want to play the back a little bit, I want to produce, or did you just come to know that because you got started so young? Because I don't even think you like doing interviews like this.
Right. So to be honest, coming into the game, even with Prodigy and everything like that, I always wanted to play the back.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I didn't have no problem playing the back. You know, I played the back. When we did the Quiet Storm thing, it was, you know, Prodigy came with the verse, and then we did a remix, you know what I'm saying, with Lil' Kim and all of that kind of stuff. And at first, you know, I was like, Chris Lighty was like, God bless the dead. Chris Lighty was like, yo, I was like, I'm not on the song. He was like, well, you made the beat. And then that was my introduction into being like a, you know.
Got it.
Now, it's also got to be, is it, you've done shows since P has passed.
Yes.
I've seen you perform.
Yes.
Is it weird having to perform Prodigy's verses, or are you always sort of rapping those along with him anyway? Because, you know, Prodigy does have the first verse very often.
Right.
And he often, of course, has a very notable verse, you know, because he's one of the greatest of all time.
Facts.
So, yeah, what's it like for you having to perform those songs?
At first, you know what I mean, to be honest, I used to like cry behind my shades, you know, and you know, singing P's verses, like tears used to come out of my eyes. But then, you know, I got a little bit stronger, and then I was like, all right, cool, you know, I'm rapping P's verses or whatever it is. But because I used to say to myself, I was like, he's never going to be on the stage with me no more.
Not in the physical.
Right. But that used to really hurt, you know, on the stage.
Did you guys, and we won't stay on Prodigy forever, but we haven't seen you. Were you happy with, you and P had a very open, complicated relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed you personally both many times about those things. Where were you guys when, were you happy with the place you were in with Prodigy when he passed?
We became friends again. You understand what I'm saying? Because we did have a beef that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was crazy because we became friends again. Like we you know, I'm stuck saying it, but we became friends again, and we was shopping like health food shopping.
Mm.
Right?
That's dope.
He was putting you on because I know he was very healthy.
No. Yeah. So we was in Whole Foods and we was shopping for, you know, these good foods, and then my friend went, then he left. That was crazy to me, because I'm like, yo, how could we become best friends again, and then he leave? Things happen.
And that right there might be the gift. That
that's
might
a
be
blessing.
Blessing.
Right.
That is
that's
the
a blessing in itself.
Maybe that's one of the things he needed, you know?
Word.
You know, to bring that full circle and then gift that healthy living to you. You know what I mean? Because I know that's, you know, our brother here. You constantly gifting that to people, man.
Losses a lot. I'm making me emotional with listening to this shit.
And I losses a lot because, you know, you gotta deal with the shit. I'm sorry, loss is a lot because you got to figure out a way to deal with it and wake up. But at the end of the day, energy never dies. Like, you know what I mean? When you really focus in on it and there's not a human made that's not going to die. It's just the pain of losing the physical and having to readjust to the situation and kind of readjust your vision.
And being okay hurting.
And being okay hurting, yeah.
Being okay hurting and going through the process. I appreciate you sharing, man. Because I don't even think you've been up here at Hot 97 since.
Mm-mm.
Like, we've had you on Summer Jam and that sort of thing, but actually walking in the radio station?
It's been a minute.
I remember when you couldn't walk in the radio.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I remember them days. He can't come up here no more.
Do you want me to remind you?
Oh, nah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool, man.
Did you guys? Was there ever a tour that saw? I assume there had to be, but in the heyday, was there a Lox Mobb Deep at the same time sort of situation?
Not at all. But we've been at shows.
We've been one offs.
We've been one offs together. Forever.
Circle of Sisters Virtual Summit with appearances by Mary J. Blige, Babyface, Steve Harvey, and your favorite on-air personalities. December 3rd through the 5th. Join us for a celebration of women of color from around the world. Tickets on sale now at WBLS.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Right.
Forever.
But the Lox, oh my God, like those are one of those groups when I used to be always like, You understand what I'm saying? Because not because it was direct competition, but it was competition.
I mean, y'all are like groups of New York, though.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah. I mean, it's that conversation. You have EPMD, Tribe, De La, Lox Mobb. Like, that's kind of there's not that many that we think of as groups in that way, you know? So,
did you guys see them as competition at all or not?
For sure, 1,000%. They said, I always tell them, they said, you got to think, when I was playing Mobb Deep, I was still working a stock job, selling dope, doing robberies, playing a block, trying to figure it out. So they paved our way. Like, I think hip hop gets lost with paying homage just because somebody's your immediate peer or they came in a year or two before you. You forget that. You know, or you both reach a certain status that you forget. Like, I always look at everybody who came before me. I don't give a fuck if it was a couple months. Like, you was there. You paved the way. You know what it's like. You in this thing of ours. So I think that's very important to remember those days. Like, not just remember I'm here now. Like, I remember fucking, like, wow. Because I remember, like, I'm a hip-hop head, so I remember them popping shit on Buckshot and them shit, and then to see it flourish and go into fruition, like, you know what I mean? That's crazy. So, like, you know, I knew about them before Shook Ones, right. Like, you know what I mean? This is.
Oh, you remember peer pressure hit it from the back too?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
When y'all were kids,
when it was kids, so to see that come into full circle, like, you know what I mean? And I then to make it, and then they'll come out with fucking. With Shook Ones, that was like, I mean, we talking Bodega, Hennessy, standing on top, outside the block, Army coats, Lexuses, Beamers. Straight we up. Talking the epitome of New York 90s could you, golden era if you was outside. So
I mean, you could argue, and you know, sorry. I know
love an argument.
I love arguing around here, but you love
a style. And you also love a,
I love the debate.
He loves a debate.
Oh, I love
you could argue.
I don't like to say I love to argue.
He loves a ranking.
Rank and a debate.
No, you could argue. I don't like to argue because I only argue with friends.
Right, right.
I don't argue with strangers.
No.
I love an intellectual debate.
That's right.
That may get a little heated.
Right.
Make it a little chippy, that's all.
You could argue. you could argue reasonably that Shook Ones is the most New York hip hop song ever made. There's nothing that defines New York hip hop more than Shook Ones. That is in the conversation.
Which defines to people who don't live in New York?
To everyone. You hear it and you go, oh, that's what New York sounds like.
I can give you two records. I can give you two records, right? Money, Power, Respect, and Shook Ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think about Money, Power, Respect every day.
Every day.
Every day. I think Money, Power, Respect is the most perfect song ever made.
That is
song ever made. You know what's crazy?
Son.
Because that session was an ill session.
Money, Power, Respect.
Was everyone there?
Everybody was in that session. So it was an ill session. And what was ill was, I felt like the all I was seeing out of QB was Biggie's work ethic. Mm-hmm. So we were stoned. We was making the verses. We was doing all of that. But with the hook, that was me and Kim working on the hook. And all in my mind was really like, what the fuck do we want out of life? Mm-hmm. Like, that was really it. It was not even to make a catchy hook. Not even, like, just more so to epitomize on a song what we kind of all are striving for, because that's what you're doing every day. Like, especially when you bust your ass at something, you got to ask yourself, why am I busting my ass? What am I exactly busting my ass for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's you know what I mean? And money's a big part of it. But if you forget about trying to earn power and respect, then you ain't really trying to build nothing.
Yeah, but you know what y'all said in there, that even today, get you eating right.
Yeah. No doubt.
Get you eating right.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even get to the money and all that if your food and your intake right.
Can I think that's what he was talking about? I don't think he was talking about fresh vegetables at that point.
He was talking about eating.
Like, there you go.
The journey, but you know what becomes funny when I personally think back about the fruit and veggie situation? I quit beef my first year on Bad Boy on tour. Mm. And not just looking at the cows and how they was herded together. And you can ask Lucha Kiss. I woke him up like, yo, come look at this shit. Because I'm a city dude, so I ain't never seen
a slaughterhouse.
We driving past just open land, Midwest and all of that. But I remember it was like, it had to be like a 3 miles length distance. And a straight land. And all I could see was cow, cow, cow. But it wasn't like TV. They wasn't frolicking, so you feel bad for the cows.
They look upset, they look unhappy,
they looked hurting,
and they were jammed in, like,
you know what I mean. So from that point, I started kind of thinking about food different, and I was like, nah, I ain't eating beef no more. Like that day, from that day, I never ate beef again a day in my life.
I stopped beef on the first Mad Cow, which was 94.
Oh, you vegan too?
Nice.
I'm not vegan, I still eat seafood,
okay.
And
pescatarian.
I have whatever you call it.
No, he's not. He eats a little chicken, a little turkey.
I don't really know, but I don't do that shit every day.
You're health minded, man.
I got you.
I might do it once a week.
He's health minded.
But my point is, in the 90s, they had the mad cow thing.
Facts. Right.
And I was like, wait, cows is getting sick?
Right.
Well, I ain't fucking with this no more. I'm good. But I was raised to not eat pork, but you know, all that.
Yeah,
but
I got you.
But no, get you eating right. They was talking
get
about
you
that.
Eating right.
You'll be eating right.
I just for me it's something about that song.
It's a lot of New York songs.
That one right there, like, almost make you want to fucking cry.
State of Mind is in the conversation.
New York State of Mind, definitely.
Who made that?
That's Nas. Nice.
That's Nas. Nice.
Okay, yeah, he got Juicy. That one.
Juicy, yeah, but the sound of Juicy. Well, it's hip hop in a different way. It's.
Do you hear the bars?
But the bars are the most.
Do you hear the bars?
Yo, the illest part is there's
dead presidents. Hov.
Dead presidents. Hov.
Come on, there's a lot of things
what
that
you don't know.
It's Tenement. It's Tenement.
Wu Tang.
Cream.
It's Tenement. Let's go.
It's a few. We could do it all day.
We could do a top 10.
Hov got a few. Let's just be honest. Hov got a few.
Well, that sound like the quintessential New York
where
song.
I'm from?
Ooh, where I'm from is hard.
Yeah.
Where I'm from is really good.
That's a lot.
And you don't know is really good.
You know.
But there's a few.
There's a lot.
But we could say that it's a top 12.
I'll tell you this. No matter what list you make, Shook Ones is very tippy top.
Thanks for bringing me back in.
You're gonna end up competing with yourself too, because if I'm making that list, Quiet Storm ends up there too.
Quiet Storm's definitely.
And here's the other thing about Shook Ones. Shook Ones plays for suburbia and like pop people. Like people that ain't even on. Like it's the. It, now, here's a, if you want to make an argument, it might be the most hardcore rap record that plays like it's a pop song.
Like it's that popular. Yeah. It's
1,000%.
It's the most popular hard song of all time.
1,000%. It was an awakening. That's what I'm saying. You can't deny what they brought to the table as an awakening because, all right, if you think about it like this, you, Wu is floating around, it's a lot of members. You got Nas, you got Big, you got Hov, all solo dudes. Now you got fucking just two short dudes out of Queens with hoodies on, drinking Henny, smoking, talking some fucking incredible shit.
Very vivid.
Like, very you could picture it all.
They paint the picture.
And you know what? They was painting the picture what everybody was doing. Like,
right.
By the way, on
not
the,
you, Rosenberg.
No,
but
no, no, no.
You,
of course.
Yo, I wanted that Hennessy shirt. I wanted that Hennessy shirt so bad. Where'd y'all get the Hennessy shirts made?
Prodigy made them.
Just over at Coliseum over there? Y'all just went to the mall?
He went to the Coliseum. He said, yo, I'm going to get the shirts for the video the next day. Like, we was our own stylist.
Yeah.
Not me. We.
Him.
Prodigy. He gave me this shirt. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to wear it. And I wore it, and it was iconic shirts.
Hennessy ever gave y'all a bag?
Nope, but they will.
They will.
Yo, I love that.
Peace and blessings. Hold on. Let's take the time out to do peace and blessings. Love is love. Entrepreneurs in the building. Dear Hennessy.
Dear.
Hello, how you doing? This is the legendary member of Mobb Deep Havoc. Somebody on the Hennessy team should do the homework. You've also done business with Nas. You should definitely want to do business with Havoc of Mobb Deep. He's represented it. You've done business with me before, and I appreciate it, and I'm very thankful. You've done a party
Mobb
for me.
But
you should definitely do business with Havoc. Let's get some business done, Hennessy. We appreciate you. We love you. Give back to the culture. Let's make it a business.
Let's get this collab done. Love is love. Yo, you know how you know that song, by the way? It's fucking bonkers. Is that if every ad lib is memorized by the fans?
Yeah.
The fact that Ayo word of some word, he's saying nothing. He's literally just like testing the mic practically, and people know every.
Yeah.
And that's why.
He was talking to himself in the zone, dog.
Ayo word up, some word.
Yeah, yo, you're man. In there, dog. He was in that pocket.
I'll tell you this, though. A song that I want to mention because you guys will both be excited about it. How did you feel, Hav, when you heard Prodigy and Alchemist come up with fucking Keep It Thorough? Because that shit, you can, and we know you taught Alan a lot. You must have been like, this guy's gone too far.
I didn't teach Al anything.
Really?
No. But when I heard that Keep It Thorough, the video, sorry to cough in the mic. The video, I was like, they was like, can you come to the video? We had to go away somewhere or whatever it was. And elation. I was elated. I was like, to be part of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I swear to God, it wasn't no hate. It was no nothing. I was like, holy shit, can we get more of this?
And P, what about for you as one of those gangster rappers of all time? When you heard the shit P was saying on that, were you like,
TV at you, you bananas? Oh my God. I mean, I think that's what New York elite MCs do for each other. You keep each other up, awake, and sharp. And even Hav said some shit on this project. I was like, I don't know how the fuck I didn't say this in my.
Sorry,
I didn't know how I didn't think about saying these few lines. Like, damn, man. I felt like this motherfucker took off and want to wake up. He want to call me for a project and wake up with the gloves on. Like, this is crazy. But I also felt honored. Like, you know, it was an honor. Like, people always ask me, what kind of MC would I have been to turn this down? Like, that would mean I'm not even an MC. That mean I lost my stripes of being a craftsman. Mm. That means I'm no longer an assassin. That means I don't have the drive, the will, or the hunger to wake up and say I'm part of this fucking thing about.
He is the assassin.
And man, he was sending shit, and I was like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? Because one thing, like I say, is I'm in a locks. None of us produce.
Mm-mm.
So I can't imagine what Prodigy had to feel like he was in heaven, God bless the dead, before when he was down here to have a producer and a partner, like to have somebody that know that shit you want to say, that you're going to say, that you're going
to
talk about.
Knows how to create the
but
sound
now is to
palette.
Create the sound for that shit. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, so, I couldn't imagine that. Like, and to be able to, you
well,
know,
and vice versa. And then you got the illest voice maybe of all time as your partner.
So I'm in a super slump because I don't got Prodigy to be there. I used to have Prodigy right next to me. And I used to be just playing even whack beats. And the nigga would make the whack beat sound dope. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm in a super slump. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm making these beats, it's like, you know, I got like 1,000 beats in the computer. You know what I mean? And it's not P to rhyme over them. So whatever people, you know, might think or whatever, you know, I miss P. You know what I'm saying? That was like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. Like that's my dude. You feel me?
And you guys made magic, man. Like it's a lot of it. I mean, so many times.
A lot of magic.
It went on and on. Like, if you go back and look at the catalog, you're like, oh, man, it kept going. I forgot they had a joint on the joints on Infamy. I forgot about
that. It's on every album. It's one or two things that went beyond just, you know, being a Mobb Deep fan that crossed over to other audiences, too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Not to mention the rare shit and B-sides that only nerds like us remember. Mm-hmm. You know, the fucking rare species, modus operandi, and random records they all used to put out. When you guys rhymed on the Prince shit,
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Which is some bootleg shit that was fucking crazy.
When they rhymed over with G-Rap.
Oh
my. Doom, 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 doom. That was like a Bible scripture.
Yeah.
That was like, that's like a golden age. You want to talk about a pit? That's New York. That's people under the stairs, New York.
That's hold on. I might be able to play this on the.
You gotta play that. I gotta play this for the youth. Can y'all play that for the youth for me, man?
Let's just run it.
That is totally so. Like that right there was. That was like damn dog.
I don't even.
Damn dog.
Hold on, I'm gonna play it right now in the room.
I don't know. You know what's crazy? Because hip hop is such a beautiful thing.
Put me in cue.
Like 4 in the night.
For your man's not snitching when the pressure is tight.
For pistols that don't jam when it's time to strike.
For bootleg liquor on a Sunday night.
It's been the realest shit you heard in your life.
You're with
dealers, some killers like to hide behind specs. Others got blatant disrespect in the rest. Or so young that you wouldn't even expect to be bursting off guns like a Vietnam vet. On the steps, sitting in the staircase bent. Thinking on ways to take another man's head. Go to war with niggas that's against what I rep. I settle things with a heavy metal fifth. Change clips, switch clothes after I spit. Place niggas back in their space. Fuckers on your mind, kid.
For street niggas living with their lives on the line.
Woo, man.
Come on, man.
Now, P, real shit you ever heard in your life. Q, you.
That's 99.
That's the nigga that I used to rhyme with. That's the nigga that I used to
sit. He's a maniac, that guy. He's a heaven is crazy.
That's the nigga that I used to rhyme with.
Yeah.
Word.
We was just talking this morning, too. First of all, everybody go get Wreckage Manor, which is out now. Why is it? What's Wreckage Manor?
December 3rd.
What's
December 3rd.
Wreckage synonym for havoc, Manor synonym for styles. And listen to the music. It's Wreckage with style.
Ooh.
I like it.
There we go.
Havoc, Wreckage. I like it. Wreckage
That's
Manor.
Tight. Okay.
You know what I mean? We wanted to be havoc and styles. but respectively to the locks.
I saw the dressed up. You was dressed up. You was in the house next to the piano. I saw you.
You know.
There you go.
You know.
I saw you. Wreckage Manor. On Is, we was just talking today, because what song did you play for White-ish Wednesday?
I forget, but Beatles. It made you think about...
Beatles, which is...
Oh, the KRS.
The KRS.
Hey Jude becoming the bridge...
the bridge...
Yeah, bad. I heard it. I was listening.
Yeah. But then it had me thinking about Thug Life Criminal Is Mine. Mine was the melody of Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica, right? Out of that song.
Yes.
Yo. So I told him, I was like, does anybody process that they are dissing the shit out of some people with Brandy and Monica as the backdrop?
Let me tell you something. Nas is slick. Nas is the slickest. You understand what I'm saying? He did do that on a purpose.
You mean him doing that even? The idea of the flip of that?
Yeah. Yeah, so he wanted to diss somebody, so he did it, and believe me,
nothing's an accident.
He's slick like that. Like he'll do a diss quietly.
Right.
How long did it take for you guys to get good with Nas? Because if you listen to the Prodigy, if you read or listen to the Prodigy book, which I have, I recommend listening to it. It's incredible hearing Prodigy tell his whole story. But the relationship between P and Nas,
it was complicated.
It was like complex. In and out and do a song together and get on the Queensbridge album.
But they always liked each other.
Right.
It was a competitive
MCs got
thing.
Egos, man.
Yeah.
MCs have egos. Sometimes they work well together. And sometimes they don't, and sometimes it's an up and down.
Man, regular people got
egos. Yeah, that's true,
like
too.
Relationship. But I mean, as an ego, as an MC, though, you always, it's that look like, I will burn you. You nice? Like, you got that slot? I got that slot, but I will burn you, dog. You my man. I love you, but I will burn you. Like, I will finish you if they put the right beat on now.
And speaking of that competition, you said, Styles, after the verses, that like you were comfortable on that night, you realized what that night was going to be, and that you were going to go into pass first mode and run point guard and let Jada be the shooter that night.
Yeah, you go with the flow of things. Like if you he already handled it and his energy was there. Like I did my job up until then. Then when we got there, both of them turned off, and that means I can lay back. And they got it. I think when you're in a group, you got to know, and you got to know your positions in a group. Like Kiss is our, he's our main guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get to the stage there and think on Versus night now, I'm going to become Styles P and let the Versus world see me. The main guy, now let's go with the flow. Let's go with the rhythm. You come to me when you got the eye, you got that look. Let's go. Run the point, baby.
And we're
run it. And I'm going to back you. And then if we got to switch, we switch it.
Were you guys already cooking this album?
We was already cooking.
Oh, so you were watching. You were sitting there
watching. We was already cooking, yeah.
I said, Christmas.
We was already cooking, Christmas. Man.
Yeah.
So how long how much time spent making this project? Like, how many months are we looking at? When did y'all start?
We started early, but then, you know, P got busy. You understand what I'm saying? He got busy. We started in March?
What month was Versus?
In the summer. August.
Yeah, because we started. Me and him started way before the Versus even.
We was 3 months before Versus.
Okay.
Whatever 3 months before Versus was for, we was about
cooking.
Yeah.
We was already cooking.
Now, Styles, for you, you love, like you said, I'm a sniper. I get out here, I rap. I love rapping. I love competition.
Yeah, that's what I love.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about, you know, because you just put out a solo project.
Yeah.
What, like 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
I think so. I get lost. That. I get lost.
There's this project now. But as an MC that always wants to contribute and that wants to stay sharp and continue to put out material, how do you balance the when and why of when it's a good time, or is that just a vibe that you want?
I mean, for me, to be honest, the music bag's not affecting my life,
right?
And not controlling my life and how I live my life.
Yeah,
like I live my my life, and that's part of it. Music more so for me is therapy. And when I leave, I said I was an MC. I came in here as an MC. So for me, the most important thing, I remember from a fan base, I think what made Golden Era MCs last a little longer than those who came before us was the amount of work we put in. Mm-hmm. I think your catalog means something, and I think people get caught up in the matrix, numbers, social media, what's going on, who's the hypest, and that kind of may derail you from the point of having a catalog. But ill MCs, what makes the ill is because they rhyme. Like, God bless the dead, P, he rhymed. He rhymed a lot.
A lot.
He rhymed a lot.
He was
lot.
Like you. He was one of the ones
like
who was
like he rhymed
you.
A fucking lot. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's...
Wayne rhymes a lot, you know?
Yeah, Wayne rhymes a lot. I think if you into your craft... I think some of... I'm really addicted to rhyming, to be honest. It's part therapy, and it's no matter what, something with words. I'm always playing with words. I play word puzzles, word games, watch a lot of film. I watch weird film. I watch shows, so... Creativeness and words and just art, period, keep me alive, to be honest with you. That's the thing that keeps me pretty much moving. Even if it's not me doing art, just being into some sort of art. Like I watch a movie, I'm watching an actor, how he's acting. Like I'm looking at his feel, like, damn, that craft is crazy how he's knocking this thing. So I think the love of the art keeps you alive. And I think when you go, you wanna be able to say, me personally, I like to go, I'll rhyme y'all motherfuckers. You may have been more light than me. People may have liked you more. Some people, but you can't outwork me. You won't really find nobody in this age group who can outwork me. And I bet a pinky on it. I bet a whole right hand on it. I bet my whole right. And if they do, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to outwork that ass. I'm going to get to it and say, you know, there's people who are really scary, like Black Thought, Royce the 5'9", Talib, East, Bronson, Hav, God bless the dead, P, Kiss, Looch, Cole, Kendrick. It's a world of very ill MCs. So you as an ill MC better go, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Keep working. Keep sharpening the sword. So in case you bump into them and they call you for a collab or something.
You ready?
Well, and this isn't basketball. Your game doesn't get worse. No, this is your 40s.
This is lyrical basketball. But this is lyrical kung
better.
Fu.
But you can, because LeBron at this point cannot get better. He will still play, and he will hopefully be great. But it's going to end soon. Well,
the physicality, you mean?
He can get smaller. You can keep growing into your 50s, 60s years old.
But a writer. I got a song that I just did that I wish I could let y'all hear. That was just. It's just so dope. And
it's something you probably couldn't have done 10 years ago, but you could do it now.
No. Probably
not. You can
get
better.
And this is a song of yours or collaboration?
No, it's just a song of mine. It's just inside of my computer. You know what I mean? The name of the song is Pick Your Friends Wisely. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
so now you're going to have to put it out pretty soon. Now that we're talking.
Definitely. Right after the thing. You got to drive the momentum, man.
Now, I was going to actually be my next question after what Styles was saying was, what has this moment done for you? Because hearing, I mean, this is your first time really, I've seen you talking about the effect of Pete's passing on you and seeing you so emotional, not liking, you know, wanting to just kind of, for the last 4 years, you've been... not in the public, but what is this moment doing for you? Like, how do you feel in this moment? Is this, we're going to be seeing more of you, hearing more material. You talked about having 11,000 songs or whatever you got cooked and just making beats all the time. You have so much material. Are you guys going to do more Wreckage Manor? Are you going to do other? Oh, well, there's that answer.
Mentally, it did a lot for me. You know what I mean? It was therapeutic for me. I want to thank Styles P doing the project with me. I think this project is really, really, really dope. It sounds like a mesh of Lox and Mob Deep album. Yeah. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. And then it sounds like something new a little bit. But mentally, it was therapeutic for me. You know what I mean? So I didn't mean to put that on him, but for me,
it was an honor and a pleasure.
Listen, pharmacy for life. He helping people with life all the time. So
helping each other. I mean, we all do one way or the other, and I think that's what we, especially when it comes to the health world. Like you were saying earlier, because I don't want people especially with me being here, to understand if you just on your 1-2 with trying to be healthy, that's good enough. I think judgmental veganism comes in your early years of veganism, like your first three years, you're like, you shouldn't eat animal and this and that. I'm not the creator. God made animal. God knew what man would do when he put the animal here. I'm pretty sure of that. I hate to say this to the rest of the vegan world, but that's how I personally feel. So I don't stand on judging people. What I say is we as a community, as brown people, poor white people too, you're including in this. If you want to do better, you have to just wake up and say, I want to do better. You don't have to make giant steps. I think it starts with baby steps. And I think we as a community, we focus on a lot of things which are dope. Watches are dope. Cars are dope. Houses are dope. Money's dope. All of that's dope. But you don't enjoy it without your health and a good family. You see, God bless Virgil. We lost him this week.
Yep.
You could do great things in life, but you always need your health. And we as a community just have to be more health-minded with taking care of each other and not judgmental. But just like, you know, I'm here, bro. You need a help. I'm going to help you. I need help. Hopefully you help me. And I think, especially in hip-hop, we really need that. We lost a lot of artists this year. We lose a lot of people to drugs. A lot of people just to the fast life period. So... just stay up, stay focused, and focus on all that dope shit, but don't forget about the health. It makes you enjoy it a little more. You get to enjoy that watch.
And health is everything.
House and car,
also
a little more.
Health is everything. Health and happiness go together.
Yeah,
health is
everything. That's what I'm saying.
And it brings you some emotional stability, which also can then reduce how many conflicts and shit you having because
definitely.
You feel good about yourself.
It all works together.
I'm the poster boy for that. If you look at my, you know, I'm literally the poster boy for if you just want to monitor yourself and make sure you're waking up feeling good, it eventually leads to you just wanting to have peace and peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Like, there was times as a professional rapper, like most of my career, I went outside with two guns every day. Like that, I got a family, I make money, I got a career. And it was like, how can I just keep living like this? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was ego. And that was ego due to a chemical imbalance and not really just giving myself the best I could give myself. Not saying I'm going to always do great. Nobody's like that. But just to monitor how you're feeling. A lot of us are flipping out and get really agitated and don't say, all right, what did I eat this week? Why am I feeling like this? Like, you get in a room full of vegans, they may be obnoxious and tell you about the plants and the animals and don't do that. But you ain't going to see a fist fight. Ain't nobody gonna get stabbed.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna get beat up.
They might annoy you.
It may be an annoying argument, but nobody's like
gonna die.
Nobody's getting resorting to violent tactics in vegan world. Like they have a long debate.
Now that Peter, they
debate you to death.
Peter be crossing the line though.
Peter crosses the line. And I give a shout out.
Y'all gotta
to Peter.
Stop throwing shit at people.
Yeah, I give a shout out to them in love. And I think where Peter, I think the thing with Peter is they need more black people. They need more people from the black and urban community to spread the message because as a privileged, I hate to say it, but as a privileged white person, you don't view the rest of the world in what the way the rest of the world views the rest of the world. So while you care for dolphins, seals, chipmunks, squirrels, and every other animal, which is a very beautiful thing to do and very kind, you have to remember that if you didn't talk to Tyrone and Bob in the hood, which where they got to tell our kids every day, yo, watch when you walk by police. Watch how you speak. Watch how you speak to this person. A person, you know, we as people don't even have equal rights. Black people don't even have a Peter.
Right.
Black people kind of need a Peter.
That's facts.
For black, NAACP, love is love to y'all, but that ain't it for the, you know, all black people. Like, we as black people don't even have Peter, so it's hard to tell a black person about the rights of animals.
Dogs.
And dogs and... like, you can't go to the average black person to talk about the treatment of a dog.
Love
and
a
we
dog.
Love dogs.
And
I love all animals.
In
but
theory,
I think,
you agree, of course, but it's just hard to
prioritize. Theory, right, really, you in theory, you're caping for an animal more than you're caping for a human?
Right.
Yeah, in theory, because you have to think about that. Like, think about the conversation you guys had before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock and a kid and adopting a black kid and knowing the terms of how to speak, telling her. Sandra Bullock told a black child, if you wear a hoodie in the streets, this is how you look, which
God
I understand and I get it. But then Peter has to look at something like that and go, why would black people understand what the fuck we're talking about? And I love Peter and I love what they stand for. And hopefully, like, I built with them and I like them.
Not
like,
to mention, if they had someone black there, that someone would go, hey, listen, you
this
can do
shit
a lot.
Is crazy.
Don't fuck up that fur coat. That costs entirely too much money.
No,
you can't just throw fucking paint.
Yeah.
No, that's too far, y'all.
I mean, there's some things they do are dope, and I think there's some things they do that just doesn't tap in with with the community of misfortune.
One nonsense. Before we let you guys go, nonsense question. What are you watching right now, Ghost?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Sisters Virtual Summit with appearances by Mary J. Blige, Babyface, Steve Harvey, and your favorite on-air personalities. December 3rd through the 5th. Join us for a celebration of women of color from around the world. Tickets on sale now at WBLS.com.
You up on Succession? You caught up? What's going on?
I'm all the way up on Succession. Oh, come on, boy. Woo! Succession was crazy. You watch Billions?
I'm with the shits.
Billions is crazy. How Billions ended was crazy. I'm waiting for Ozark to come back. I'm on Ozark. Actually Narcos.
Narcos.
Kevin Hart's new shit.
Listen,
hold on.
Wesley, shout out to
my partner
with Wesley.
Shout out to my man Theo.
We gotta give let me tell you something, man.
Give Kevin his flowers.
Hold on. Cause we got invited as two Jews and two black dudes to review the first episode.
Yes.
And I watched the first episode. I was like, this is kind of crazy. And you know, cause he did it with the people from Narcos. But here's what I thought was really dope. And really, really smart because he tapped into his world and brought a dark side of his world. He remained Kevin. All his nuances that made him funny he somehow learned how to transfer that over to a serious side. And the joint he did, I think, with the, what's my man? I call him Walter White. I'm sorry, Walter White. I should know your acting name.
Now you fucked me up too. Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, see, I think he does little things to show that he was converting in, you know. But I think he really showed his chops there. And I think the Knuckles dude showed his chops with being able to show, I can hop in, you know, black world and, you know, it ain't got to just be drugs.
And that's the thing that it trips you out at first. When you see the Kevin Hart shit, you're like, yo, is this a Kevin Hart? Like, are they being funny? Like, the first episode, you're like, is this supposed to be funny? Am I? Oh, no, this ain't funny.
Yeah, this ain't funny.
I'm excited. Yeah. This is my next show that I'm starting. Kevin's not appreciated enough. He's gotten so big that people spend time hating on him so often that I'm happy he has a show that people are giving him his flowers and being like, you do dope
shit. I think success
breeds the drama.
Success breeds that. And I think he should be grateful for that hate because that made him bust their ass more.
That's right.
See, sometimes that hate drives you when people start to doubt you and talk negative about you and they mad at your success. That made him open a new door. And he really bust his ass, man. He showed the chops. And I'm looking forward to seeing him do more serious roles.
And he produces, too.
Him and the Narcos dudes.
I mean, listen, he's going to be all right. Kevin's going to be all right.
Financially, he's good. He can produce things. I'm glad that he's opened this door for himself, though.
That was the next thing that he had to do. Or we would have just been like, okay, we would have wrote him off.
Yo, you know what else is crazy? That motherfucking BMF.
Yeah, Lil Meechka acting his out. Yes. He's a real actor. Yo.
Yes.
Lil Meech, dude. Oh, man. He definitely has a future in acting. He's amazing.
I read an article. They said he spent 2 years this is his first time on camera. They put him in acting school.
That's a real actor.
He's an actor.
He's certified. That's a real actor. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to seeing him and
he's an actor now.
So yeah, BMF is, I think that's, And while we here, shout out to 50 on that, man. Lord of mercy,
shout
man.
Out to 50.
No, he's yo, really done 50 it. Cents. Please, man. Go, cut me in or cut the shit, man. Cut me in or cut the shit, dog.
Yeah.
What the fuck is you doing, 50?
Yeah, how many
times was I going to say this to you, man? I don't want no little role neither. I'm gonna go in as a writer.
Yeah, oh, yo.
I wanna go in as a writer. I'm dope, dog.
By the
Hit
way.
Me. By Hit the me, bro. That's, I fuck with 59. You know what that. We don't do enough? Like, I don't think we, you know.
Can I get a par 50, please?
Yeah. We need to know. We need a film, Havoc. See, you're starting small.
You know,
we
now.
Need the record man of series.
You do the what's that called? The
music like supervision.
Popcorn. Yeah, you do the you music should be supervision. Like
your music supervision. He should be your lead writer.
Right. Cut me in. Music supervision. Damn, he's doing it. He out there working. I think people of our generation that came in with us who are doing huge, grateful things. Like you say, a lot of people get a lot of hate, a lot of shit all the time. A lot of us are dicks and pricks sometimes and do dickish, prickish shit.
Did you bring that up intentionally right after you mentioned 50?
No. I would have said it straight up.
Okay.
When clear. Dealing with someone like 50, I would rather be aggressive.
That's the only way. No,
I'm a street guy, Rosenberg. I don't do that. I'm talking about all the people in power, period.
Yeah.
We may do things. I said we, actually. So I kind of threw myself in there.
No. Although you're not really a dick often to be. I
can be, not in the music world, but in a person. Oh, not even in the juice world, but to my friends.
To my friends,
sometimes I could be a little cold, not mean, but
you're not.
I'm a distant dude.
You catch him on the right day, keep that same energy with Styles, and make sure you communicate frequently and keep that same energy.
But you
otherwise,
always, yeah,
gonna keep moving without you, and then you're gonna try to recycle.
But you
it
always gotta love him. You always gotta love him.
He's always straight up.
Well, I'm like brutally honest. That's what I'm saying. I could be like, you may ask me, yo, can you do this for me? And I'd be like, nah. 4 months later, maybe.
Right.
So that's kind of
no. Here's why I look at it with Styles. Styles came through and blessed my album in 2 seconds. When I hit him saying, I'll text him about something else. No response. I'll text him about something else. No response. Then I'll be like, yo, we're having dinner tonight. He'll be like, what time? And show up. You never know what you, so you just love him. And I know when he misses, when he doesn't respond, he just didn't feel like responding at that moment.
No, it's not, I don't feel like it. And I think this is what people forget about MCs. One, I'm an MC. My phone is ringing all day.
Yeah,
I have to make rhymes, so I got to shut it off and say screw the world sometimes. Then I do juice, and we do pharmacy for life, so I do business with my wife. I do business with my partners. Then I got a whole staff I got to speak to. Then I have a life that I like on the side. Like, I like to just...
You got shows to watch.
Yeah, I got sweatpants to buy.
Podcasts
I got skinnies
to
smoke. I got modern appliances
to buy.
You know what I mean? I got cordless vacuums.
You have to watch movies with Rosa Cole.
What's your favorite cordless vac? That Dyson.
The Dyson. I got the Dyson. The other one. But I'm also, I'm balling. I got the one. I don't got to touch nothing. I forgot the name.
The robot.
I got the
Roomba.
The Roomba. It's circling around and then it go parks itself. I'm living, dog. Are you kidding me?
By the way,
I got Wi-Fi on my oven. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. I got Wi-Fi.
Yo, but you have Bluetooth in my stove. Do you have Bluetooth in your refrigerator, though?
I think so. That the way you could play, I could play music.
Can you play music
stuff.
In your refrigerator? That's the key.
My stove can.
Your stove can play music.
Yeah, my stove can. Yeah.
Yo, you bro, get your shit up, yo.
I'm not living.
Get your shit up.
You know what I'm saying? I got, when you get middle aged, like, listen to me, young people.
That's why it's called Wreckage Manor.
Yeah, when you get middle aged.
It's not just Styles and Havoc. They had to.
When your bones start to hurt, you got to stop doing dumb things, or you could go to jail or lose your life. Dumb things have to stop. Then you have to pick cool things that you like to do and have fun doing it. And not because everybody else said it's cool. Don't worry about what everybody else said. Do what you like. And find yourself and have a good time. You're gonna die. We're all gonna die one day. I'm just being real. Let's get to the point.
As healthy as you can.
So
be.
Live. While you're alive, live. That's right. Because you're gonna die.
So if you're at the store, right, you go to PC Richard today and they go, do you want the stove with the Bluetooth music or not? Get the fucking Bluetooth music.
No, it depends live your if life. You could afford it.
Oh. Yeah.
Live life to your affordability. Buy the best that you can to your affordability and then plan. If you can't afford the one with the Bluetooth now, don't fuck up and
don't
fuck
just put it on
up.
Your credit card.
Don't do that.
No.
Plan it. Then put a little stash to
and
the
never
side.
Never take financial advice from Rosenberg. Ever. Ever.
That's not, hold on. Don't go ever. That. No, don't
ever.
Go that far. You're going now, you're doubling down as if I've thrown my whole life away. I got divorced and I bounced back. Don't talk.
You got divorced?
Yeah. No one talked to me about money.
But he just started getting into his 401k yesterday.
I did. No, I'm a disaster.
He has zero investments.
For all the jokes, Pete literally is one of the great examples of all the over the years being like, Rosenberg, I know you good. My man Rosenberg's good. Trust me. And I was like, I'm not good.
I figured out you was
he's
a whack Jew.
He's the most ungood Jew.
We talked about this.
I told him the last time I seen him, I said, Rosenberg, where's your Jewness at?
I know. He was like,
I'm bluish. Like, I am a bluish. Like, you really bluish.
I'm bluish, yeah.
You're right, bluish by, sure. by descent.
By blood. Yeah,
I am bluish by mentality.
Right.
And frugalness.
And osmosis.
And strategy. Yes. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing enough bluish, I mean, Jewish shit.
I know. I know.
Like, because I had some great Jewish people in my life that told me a lot of valuable lessons.
Yeah.
And coming up, my lawyer one time, my criminal lawyer told me, come outside with me. Went outside. He said, you see this Jaguar? You paid for it. Do you want to buy me Jaguars or you want to buy you Jaguars? You got to make a decision on what you want to do in life. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's
and
a bar.
He did that as a friend. Like, I love you. I got love for you.
But you're going to pay these but invoices, gonna, you, and I'm going to get these
and
Jags.
This is, let me show you.
Fucking up.
Let me show you what you bought.
Real.
You bought me this. Real. Straight up. And it hit me. It hit home. I'm looking at it like, shit.
Meanwhile, I just be
thought about it. I actually did. you know what I mean?
And I'm
so
stop.
Yeah. So I think it's you know you got
to. I got to work. I got to find some good Jewish people.
Trash
in my life.
You, you Killer Touch. Even my two partners, because I do a two podcast. In case you don't know,
the Roosevelt
two Jews and two black dudes.
Are they terrible with their movies. Finances?
No, they're good with their finances, but we're not doing enough as the podcast for them to be Jewish.
Right.
Jewish people, are you hearing about this podcast?
Right, right, they're not.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're from the Bluish guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, go get Wreckage Manor.
Facts.
Styles.
It's lit.
Havoc. Havoc and Styles. Go get it right
Congrats,
now.
Congrats, guys. Thank
Yo,
thank
give
you.
It up for these thank fellas, you. Man. Thank you.
Yes. Sisters Virtual Summit with appearances by Mary J. Blige, Babyface, Steve Harvey, and your favorite on-air personalities. December 3rd through the 5th. Join us for a celebration of women of color from around the world. Tickets on sale now at WBLS.com.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.